Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show.
Whether you hate going outside or it just gets really cold or really hot where you are, or certain seasons have incredible allergies for your family or some other reason, there are always excuses, but nature studies should not be something that's left undone. Now, some people might say, well, I can go get a textbook on animals and we can learn nature study that way, can't we? And you know, I'm not going to probably argue with that. But the whole idea of nature study is that we are specifically studying something that is in nature that hopefully I talk you into one way or another, seeing it, learning about it, experiencing it on smaller levels indoors, and then eventually you want to be out there and seeing it in real life, because the real life stuff builds not only what we've already talked about, but it builds concrete knowledge in our for our children. So we've talked about hands-on learning many times before in homeschooling.
Sure.
Hands-on learning helps children or adults to experience something, to see something, to make it visual. And we imprint in our minds a complete understanding of a thing or a concept or a topic because we've actually experienced it. So that is the ultimate goal. But there are lots and lots of things you can do inside that if you never walk outside, okay, that's absolutely fine. But the goal is to get you so inspired that you actually do want to go outside. So for instance, in the No Sweat Nature Study classes that I teach on video, I don't even always issue a challenge to go outside. I sometimes will just get the kids so excited about the topic that their parents then send me emails and say, well, we had to go on a nature walk and this is what we found and look at these cool pictures and the kids are so excited. And I'm like, oh, the ultimate goal just happened. Yeah. So what does indoor nature study look like? Again, I mean, it's your homeschool, so it can look like anything you want. I would venture to say that my preference for you is not a textbook if you're talking nature study, because that's more of textbook study. So we can stretch textbook study out a little bit and we can say, well, let's grab a book from the library. Okay, kind of close to a textbook, but it takes it more into that living sphere. If we're talking specifically about a Charlotte Mason style education, you're making through a book, particularly like a picture book or even a chapter book, you're making the science of it feel a little closer to home for a child or a teenager. And then, so from books, we could say, well, how about we nature journal something. Let's grab maybe a picture from the internet or a picture from a book, maybe a nonfiction book, maybe a field guide, and let's start sketching something that we just learned about in this book or in this field guide or from this video. And so then you begin the idea of nature journaling with just a simple sketch.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're really brave and you want to prepare and you want to go outdoors and grab something to bring to your kitchen table, you could actually bring a specimen indoors that everyone first sketches and maybe knows nothing about. And so then you start inspiring that that passion for understanding more about something you don't know about in nature, because that's one of the big fearful things about nature walks. The parents, the kids, I don't know what we're looking at. I don't know what we're looking for. And so when we can take a specimen and bring it inside and just encourage the idea that you don't have to know this, let's sketch it first. And then let's all come up with one question we have. And then from those questions, we'll go discover whether we discover on the internet or through a book or a picture that we see where we start labeling parts of this thing. And then that leads to a question of, well, what does this part do? And it almost starts this rabbit trail of, oh, this is really exciting. We thought that it was just a, I don't know, let's say an exoskeleton from an insect. What we thought was just an exoskeleton from an insect that we sketched today led to us researching questions tomorrow and led to us being able to label the parts of the grasshopper. Let's pretend it was a grasshopper. And then led us the next day to discover how grasshoppers move. And then led us the next day to watch a video on why was there an exoskeleton to begin with? And before you know it, you've got kids who are really excited who say, let's go see if we can find some more exoskeletons outside.
Yeah.
And there is your first nature walk.
Yeah. 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 That's exciting. It's fun. You know, if you just take kids outside and just tell them, just look around, see what you can find. We found this was the funniest thing. Recently, we were just walking out. We were out in our front yard and I saw this spider and it looked odd. I had never seen this particular kind of spider. And it was walking into our garage and I was like, I don't want you in the garage. So I got my broom and I was just going to sweep it out of the way. And I went to sweep it and it hopped like a cricket. And I was like, what in the, and I mean, it hopped far and I had never seen a spider do that before. So of course we start researching. We're like, you know, spider, Oklahoma looks like, you know, hops like a cricket. And it was called like a cricket spider or something like that. And so, yeah, it's so much fun to be able to, especially when you go to different places, you know, outside of your own hometown and you start to notice different kinds of birds and different kinds of trees and leaves and, you know, it's spiders. And I mean, you know, every place has your typical black widow and daddy long legs, you know, but yeah, it's really neat to be able to just see how God's creation is different in different parts of the country.
Absolutely.
And then being able to just explore those and discover what they are. And then you wonder, like, why God gave us all of this to enjoy when he could have really just kind of kept it to himself. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I've often thought he could have made every tree to look exactly the same.
Yeah.
He didn't need to make them all colorful and beautiful with different shapes and sizes of leaves and branches and stuff. I mean, he's just so very creative. And I think as we look out at his creation, it can't help, we can't help but recognize him as creator. Like, yeah. I can't look at creation and go, oh yeah, this all just happened by chance. Mm-hmm. How cool. You know, you see his handprint in all of it.
Yeah.
In everything.
Which is honestly why it is so important that I try to inspire people to get outdoors. Because we can read about things and learn a lot. But I believe that the experience is what lets us see things almost in living color, in real life 3D, that lets us know that God is amazing and we can trust him because we know that these trees change every single year without fail, no matter what's going on around us, that he is good and he is secure and we can have faith in that. So that is another huge, huge reason to try to lean into nature study if possible. And the actual act of getting outdoors when possible, it changed us as a family. It changed my kids. And I specifically would talk about things I was noticing. I started homeschooling at, I don't know, 26, 27 years old. I didn't know everything. I didn't even understand that it was going to bring me so much closer to the Lord. And so as I started saying, wow, I mean, look at this. So that's a spider, but it jumps. And I've never seen one that jumps before. God is so cool. He made a jumping spider.
Yeah.
And those words would just flow out of me because of my own discoveries.
Right.
And that made kids who were inquisitive. It made kids who noticed observations, which made them better scientists. But more importantly, it helped them to see that God was ultimately unbelievably creative and gave us all of that creation to notice and see details and see differences so that we could trust him more and more and more in the end.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.